Act 3, Scene 1. An hour later, Tybalt was walking through the streets of Verona with his guards, looking for Romeo. He wanted to punish Romeo for insulting his family at the masked ball. As he walked into a plaza, he saw Benvolio and Mercutio. Tybalt turned to his men.
"Stay near me," he said. "I'm going to speak to them."
Mercutio and Benvolio saw Tybalt walking towards them.
"Tybalt wants to kill Romeo," thought Mercutio. "The only solution is to kill Tybalt. I'll provoke him into fighting me."
"Good evening, gentlemen,"
Tybalt said to Mercutio and Benvolio.
"May I talk to you for a minute?"
Mercutio put a hand on his sword and said,
"I don't speak to dirty Capulets."
Tybalt also put his hand on his sword, ready to fight. Mercutio's provocation made him furious. Suddenly, he saw Romeo enter the plaza and walk towards them.
"Peace be with you, Mercutio," said Tybalt. "Here comes the man that I'm looking for."
Tybalt stood in front of Romeo. His hand was still on his sword.
"Romeo, you are a coward," he cried.
Romeo stayed calm and smiled. "You obviously don't know me, Tybalt. Peace be with you." He turned to leave.
"Boy," shouted Tybalt, "you've insulted my family. Take out your sword."
Romeo stopped and turned slowly.
"Why would I insult you? You are like family to me now. Be patient. Soon you'll understand what I mean."
Mercutio saw that Romeo was in danger. It was clear that Tybalt wanted to fight and that Romeo didn't. Mercutio decided to challenge Tybalt.
"Tybalt, you're a coward. Why are you ignoring me?"
Mercutio cried.
"I'll cut your ear off if you don't take out your sword."
"Let's fight," replied Tybalt.
Both men took out their swords. Romeo moved between them.
"Please, Mercutio," he said. "Put down your sword. Stop."
Mercutio pushed Romeo away.
"Come, sir," he said to Tybalt. "I want to see how good you are."
The two men began to fight furiously. Romeo moved between the two men with his arms raised. This distracted Mercutio, and Tybalt saw his opportunity. He quickly moved forward and mortally wounded Mercutio, who fell to the ground. Romeo took out his sword. The fight was short, and Tybalt fell down dead. Romeo couldn't move. He could only look at the two dead bodies.
"What have I done?" he thought.
"Run away, Romeo," cried Benvolio. "Everyone in the plaza saw you fight. The prince will condemn you to death if his men capture you. Go!"
Romeo turned and ran away from the plaza. A big group of people came and stood around Benvolio and the two bodies. A few minutes later, the Prince of Verona and his guards arrived.
"I want to know how this happened," shouted the prince.
"Prince, I can tell you about the fight," said Benvolio. "Romeo killed Tybalt because Tybalt killed Mercutio."
Just then, Lady Capulet appeared.
"Tybalt, my nephew," she cried. "He's dead."
She looked at the prince.
"Sir, I ask for justice. Romeo must die."
The prince looked at Benvolio.
"Who started this fight?"
he asked.
"Tybalt started it,"
answered Benvolio.
"Romeo didn't want to fight, but Tybalt didn't pay attention. Tybalt and Mercutio began to fight. Romeo asked them to stop, but Tybalt killed Mercutio. Romeo was furious and killed Tybalt.
He lies, cried Lady Capulet. He's a Montague. I ask for justice, Prince. Romeo killed Tybalt. Romeo must not live.
I exile Romeo from Verona. He must leave now, said the prince. If I find him here, my men will kill him immediately.